Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areini Kabaros Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha, learning in the shul this week, sponsored Lilei Nishmas, the great Mrs. Shelley Feit, Allah Shalom, and we are in Sefer Yonah Perek Gimel. Yonah has just been spit out of the fish. Vayid Bar Hashem Al Yonah Shenis Lemor. So God speaks to Yonah a second time, and he tells him as follows: Kum. I told you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to give the very proclamation that I am telling you. And I'm telling you, Od Arbaim Yom Ben Nineveh Napacha, says the Radak. I told you to go ahead and tell them in 40 days Nineveh will be turned upside down. Vayakom Yonah Vayelachal Nineveh Kedvar Hashem. So Yonah got up and he went to Nineveh just like God said. VeNineveh. And what can we say about Nineveh? Haisa Ir Gedol LaLeilokim Malach Shloshes Yamim. It was a very remarkably large city. It took 3 days. In other words, the Menazer says it's the circumference. Right? According to the Gemara, the average person walks 10 parsa in a day, says the Gemara in Pesachim, or 24.84 miles, right? And so it was three times that amount. So what does Yonah do? Yonah goes to the city, right? He was able to go ahead and make his way into the city 1 day's distance, and he started to call out. Right, and he said, and he called out and he said that the city in 40 days was going to be destroyed by Aminu Anche Ninve Belokim, so the people of Nineveh believed the word of Hashem and they called a fast day, and an old and young wore sackcloths in this situation. And Vayiga Hadabra al Melech Nineveh, and then the word got to the king of Nineveh. He got off from his throne, he took off his royal clothes, he put on a sackcloth, he sat on ashes. Some say that the king of Nineveh was actually Par Melech Mitzrayim from the Shibud Mitzrayim, and he sat on ashes. That was a symbolic understanding that he deserved to be burned to death, like the people of Sodom and Amorah. And he's sitting there, right? He gave orders to give a message in Nineveh by the decree of the king and his advisors or his ministers. He said, "No man or animal can taste anything. They shouldn't eat. They can't even drink water." In other words, even though the people had already started fasting even before the decree, the Malbim says that the king added against feeding animals, and that all property that was stolen should be returned, to intensify the people's sorrow and to motivate them to repent for their averos, says the Mitzudas David. And so what happened? He wants the animals to be covered and the humans with sackcloths. Let them call out to Hashem with all their heart. Even infants had to be separated from their mothers. And they so to speak tested Hashem by saying, "Look, if you don't show Rachmanis for us, we're not going to show Rachmanis on anybody, right? And then let everyone who stole, they should go ahead and return things." Of course, the Al-Kachimoni says they went so far as to return lost objects that they found in abandoned fields. The king's palace was torn down to give back stolen bricks, and the trees that grew from seeds that were stolen were taken out. Whatever it was, people confessed their crimes and asked to be punished. Some were stoned, others burned in fire. Right? If a person bought a churva and found treasure inside, he reported the find to the judges. And they went back 35 generations to discover who buried it there, right? This is a very extreme example of how far people went. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan said they only did bechamash asher bekapeim. They only returned that which was in their hands, not the stuff that was in the house. So there is a certain tension over here. Whatever happens, let anyone who knows do tshuva, and then Hashem will take rachmanas. And his anger will be there. Let him take pity. So what happened? So Hashem saw that they did tshuva from all their evil ways, right? And even though they fasted and they felt remorse, and even before the king's decree, that wouldn't have been enough. Hashem forgave them when they obeyed the king and they gave back the chamas asher b'kapeim. And so what happened? So Hashem turned around and he made the decision not to carry out the plan that he wanted to carry out. And so he chose ahead and decided not to go ahead and destroy them. This is going to cause great distress to Yonah, because now Yonah's in the great dilemma where he has sort of raised a question against the Jewish people, and we'll see what happens with him when we meet again tomorrow. Everybody have a great, fantastic, amazing day.